Rationalism denies the historical character of the Jewish people, which is based upon supernatural and religious foundations. Rationalism, by its very nature, and here is the critical point, opposes particularity. Only a non-rational and supernatural ideology can provide a rationale for Jewish continuity. Again, only a non-rational and supernatural ideology can provide a rationale for Jewish continuity. In this respect, we could say that Luzzatto would have agreed with Spinoza. As you will see, he hates Spinoza for obvious reasons. But in this case, when we pose the problem, how can you be a liberal and a Jew at the same time? And for Spinoza, it was quite clear. You can't be. If you want to be particular, if you want to be distinct, if you want to set yourself off from other human beings, that's totally irrational. It doesn't make any sense. The rationality that I'm talking about require, or the natural sense of doing things, as opposed, remember, the natural word was used also by Spinoza, as opposed to supernatural interpreting the Bible. I'm going to naturally interpret it. Notice how Luzzatto picks up those words. He's hearing Spinoza right there. It's quite clear to him that this bothers him very much. If you want to be a Jew, acknowledge the fact that this is grounded in faith. Acknowledge that faith is not rational, and that rationalism erodes faith. And acknowledge the fact that the particular path of Israel is different from other human beings. And I can't say this is good or bad from a rational point of view. I accept it because this is my faith, and this is who I am. And this comes to me from God on high as a kind of supernatural inheritance. What we have here, then, is a position which really repudiates, in a certain extent, all of the philosophies that we have presented up to now. You can understand why Luzzatto would feel very, very uncomfortable with a man like Geiger and even like Hirsch. Clearly, he would also feel uncomfortable with the arch-Orthodox, the Moses Sofers of the world, because he had made his peace with culture. In other words, here is a person who knows general Western culture. He couldn't speak about it with such authority. So it's natural for him to know all of these things. But ultimately, he has to select, and ultimately, he has to choose. And also, let us put his own thought in a specific context. After the French Revolution, after the great disequilibrium, after the remarkable havoc and destruction in the path of the revolution, Luzzatto was clearly appalled by the war and destruction which he believed was the legacy of the philosophes. And this is an old story which those who teach the Enlightenment and philosophy could say much more about. But here is a kind of conservative reaction. In horror, he looks at the world around him. The philosophes, the enlightened philosophers, have led us to the precipice, and we are about to fall off. This is where rationalism leads. This is where a total emphasis upon atticism leads. And this is the other aspect of his work. In the early part of the 19th century, there was indeed a cult of Greek scholars, a cult of the Greeks that transcended the bounds of art and literature and culture, which for Luzzatto was nothing more than a kind of neo-heathenism, the cult of the body, the cult of the studied morality, the cult of the beautiful architecture of Greece, of all of these Greek themes. Clearly, there was something very exciting and appealing and aesthetically appealing about all of this. But could this make people, could make people better human beings? Ultimately, the issue is morality there or absent? The cult of this neo-heathen Greek was not going to lead anywhere but to a kind of neo-barbarism. It was going to lead into despair and disillusionment. And therefore, what we have here is already a remarkably negative reaction to the culture and a repudiation of that culture in the name of Judaism. And notice something else. It is not only that Greek culture or the post-revolutionary culture is problematic and troubling to Western culture. It particularly affects Jews in a certain negative way. It is those Jews who aspire to become Greek, so to speak. It is those Jews who are leaving the Jewish fold, who are enamored of the world around them, who are caught up in this extraordinary excitement of the world that is going on. They are assimilating. They are acculturating. They are somehow thinking that the world of the Greek, the world of the heathen is a more attractive world